Welcome to the Pete Primo Show. It is episode 165. Oh my Lord, how did we get here so fast? Today's show, questions about the Mattress Success Summit. And before I go any further, let me pay the bills really quick. We do have a surprise for you today. We have a couple surprises. Hey, if you guys haven't bought my book, Sell a Million, what are you waiting for? 101 tips for furniture and mattress store owners to sell another $1 million or more this year. And I'd like to say hi and thank you to my friends at the Mattress Industry Network Group. If you are in the mattress industry group, if you are in the mattress industry and you feel like you're there all alone, join this group right here. 100% free. It's on Facebook. All you got to do is hit that QR code and you will be in the group where you can learn how to help build your business, market, sell, and succeed in the mattress industry. It's a group founded by retailers for the benefit of the entire industry. Everybody's in here. You have reps, you have VPs of sales, you have owners of manufacturers, owners of sleep shops, owners of furniture stores, and you have RSAs in here. So everybody's in here. Come join the group. And Chris, we have some surprise visitors who are actually going to be speakers at the Mattress Success Summit. And that is in 2 days. Welcome Steve Carnes and Jeff Giannacovo, both speaking at the Mattress Success Summit. Steve is going to talk about successes with furniture stores with selling mattresses. Steve travels the entire country and he sees the best of the best and the worst of the worst. And he's going to give us a lot of help. If you own a furniture store and you are frustrated with your mattress sales, Steve Carnes can help you. And Jeff Giannacovo, the owner of Gardner's Mattress and More, he is going to talk to us about from start to finish, mastering the customer experience. So guys, you guys are together and I'm feeling like a little left out. So you guys must be in Lancaster at the laboratory.
And from the Sleep Better Lancaster Connects podcast studios at Gardner's Mattress and More. Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're happy to be here. I drug him in from that road travel that he does all the time.
That's it.
Hooked him in.
My wife was happy. This is local for me.
Yes, very much so. So guys, give us a preview of what you're going to be talking about.
Go ahead. Oh, I'm supposed to go first. Well, you know, Pete, you gave me a really big topic, and I think I'm pretty well equipped on this topic because, you know, coming out of COVID, I had so many calls from so many furniture store retailers from across the country that basically said that a lot of their experienced salespeople had left during COVID. The states made a mandatory shutdown. They got used to retired life and they took off. And what their sales staff was left with was a lot of green salespeople that didn't have the experience. And actually, Rob Gavigan at Gavigan's Furniture down in Baltimore is probably the one that challenged me the most, and probably just because of my 25-year relationship with him. And he said, Carnes, this is your fault. You got to fix it. One of the strangest things, I mean, I'm like, oh yeah, this will be easy. You know, this is going to be easy. And I said, we'll do Saturday and Sunday morning sales training. We're going to put contests in. We'll put a temporary spiff on. We're going to do some social media posts. That's going to be easy. And the amazing thing is we got very small incremental improvements on every one of those facets. And finally, he called me in with all of his store managers and we sat down and, I started asking the questions to the staff and, it was across the board. It was all over the place, you know, from $5,000 sets to $299 queens. And, you know, what do we need to be successful in the furniture store? And then we came up with some really good ideas, some really good execution. And then, I shared it with the team at BIA, and they have taken it to a whole nother level. And today it's our most successful program on how to be successful. And it's really, really working well, for our entire team, from Maine to California, from California to Florida, and back again. It's been a success everywhere.
Awesome. Jeff, from start to finish, mastering the customer experience, that's a lot to cover in an hour.
It is. I mean, what I will hope to challenge everybody there that attends, and you really ought to attend, because this is not only about product, it's about relationships with great people like Steve and the whole BIA team. It's about leaning into one another's knowledge base, transferring knowledge. You said in your show open, it's about transferring excitement. I think attending these kinds of events specifically, these are different than trade shows, in my opinion, because you're really dialed in on certain focus, specific focus, you're fine-tuning lineup, but you're also fine-tuning knowledge and skills that you'll bring back to, your own leadership toolkit, you'll bring back to your team's toolkit. So for me, I mean, to swipe a line from you, Pete, transferring the experience today, I think is so important. And there's so many places that an amazing experience can exist. And when you ignore them, you leave an opportunity for someone else to excel. You leave an opportunity for someone else to best you and your offerings and the knowledge that you have and the value you bring to your market. Somebody else just gets to step in there. And so I'm going to be sharing a pretty extensive list of areas and places to think about the customer experience and challenging everybody who attends the sessions to think about that and take some things home. And I'll have a nice handout for you. And so you can tackle, prioritize things, I typically like to do things in groups of threes. And so you pick the top three things that inspire you or where you feel is the best opportunity to increase profit, increase experience, increase opportunity to grow. Start with those three and then work to the next.
So, Steve, you're driving in on Wednesday. So I'll see you. Are you driving in tomorrow?
Driving in Wednesday early, getting up early and traveling out. And then I'll be there through Friday morning.
Nice. Jeff, I'll see you tomorrow at 5:30 at the airport, brother.
That's right. Yep.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you both on Wednesday and Thursday. And any last words you got to say to anybody who's kind of on the fence, wondering if they're going to come or not? By the way, guys, I have to say this. We have a BIA dealer from Florida coming in on his own dime. We have another one coming from Las Vegas, Nevada. We have people coming from Indiana. We have people coming from Michigan. We have people coming from Kentucky and Pennsylvania.
Yep. West Virginia.
And West Virginia.
Yep.
And it's unbelievable how this thing is stacking up and how it's developing. And I think part of it, not all of it, but part of it is, I think we're not getting the door swings that we were getting last year and certainly not the year before. And I think people are hungrier to improve, not just their merchandising, which is secondary to improving their business. You know, there are things that we need to do as store owners to be successful. Sounds like you need to do. You know who that is, Steve. That's our boy, Joshua.
Yeah.
Hey, Joshua, thank you for being here from ESC Mattress Center. Sounds like you need to do a West Coast version.
Well, you're going to get up early and drive to the West Coast.
Yeah, we can do that. hey, one of the things that I'd like to say is, Pete, I've been to a few of your seminars, summits, and I will tell you that one, you surround that ballroom or whatever conference room that we're in with some of the finest minds in the bedding business. The speakers that you have on that list, bar one, me, are absolutely excellent. And then, you know, I think you've got like 60 sets of bedding to, in every, venue, whether it's, you know, memory foam, latex, split heads, two-sided. I mean, you just keep it rolling. If you're in the Ohio area, you know, New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Connecticut, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, it's worth the drive in. Columbus is right there in the middle. It's easy to get in and out of. You don't need to have an appointment to show up. Just show up. It is, especially on Wednesday, get there early and go to all the seminars, go to all the talks. You will get so much out of that day. It'll pay dividends for years.
I so agree with that. And it's something that I worry a little bit about because I worked for Bob and Barb and Jeff when I first got into the business, and they drilled us appointment, appointment, appointment. And we do have a lot of appointments set up, but we have Steve there. Enzo's going to be there. Phil Carlitz, our owner's going to be there. If you don't have an appointment, come, just come. If we've got extra chairs in our room, if we start to get overwhelmed, we have a second room booked just in case. So if you are on the fence and you haven't been able to call me to make an appointment, just come and we will figure it out. So guys, thank you so much for being here and giving us a few minutes today. And thank you for all the effort that you guys have put into your talks and all the information you're going to share with everybody on Wednesday and Thursday. So I can't wait. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, Pete. Thanks, Chris.
Yep. Thanks, Pete. And we're looking forward to seeing everybody this week.
Yeah, you bet.
Travel safe, and we'll see you soon.
You got it.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, Pete, special guests.
I know.
Nothing like a surprise for the producer, but that was a nice one.
Only the best producer in the world could handle such adversity.
Oh, stop.
I mean, I let Chris know. I did not let Chris know. My guest showed up before I got on the call. So, hi, we're going to be on the show too. Let's get to our questions, buddy. And let me say hi to a couple people. Joshua,
absolutely.
Thank you for jumping in. And thank you for being here. I appreciate you being here. And Tim, my man. Happy Monday, fellas. Let's roll from Tim McDonald. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate you being.
Look at this guy. Ben, look at this guy. Ben, this guy got up early.
Ben's looking a little different today and sounds much smarter too.
I think he was referring to Steve. Yeah. I think he called Steve good looking. And this is Facebook user. So, little producer tip here. If you're joining on Facebook and you see Facebook user, what that means is you haven't allowed Facebook to use your image and your name to be on StreamYard. If you are a Facebook user and you join the Pete Primo show regularly, and we'd love to like see who this is. And, but if you are on Facebook and you want to be sure that you're seen and we know who you are, just go to StreamYard.com/Facebook. And, it's like three clicks and it just, you know, you're not, you know, don't worry about, China, like having your information or anything like that. All that is that's just saying, hey, we can use your little image and your little avatar like we see here from our good friend, Tim McDonald here. So in any event, Pete, we got questions. We got lots of questions here. So okay. Let me pop them up. And some of the stuff, you know, we've covered a little bit off of it, but let's get some things going here. All right, here we go. A little clunky, but this is what happens when you set up a show 3 minutes before we go live. Here we go. From Hungry to Learn. In Michigan, Pete, I'm so excited for Wednesday. This is my first Mattress Success Summit. What should I expect?
Hungry to learn in Michigan, what you should expect is a very informal show. There's two basic components to it. To make it overly simple, it's an open house with product in a 4,800 square foot showroom. That's the layout. Lots and lots of beds. And so you're going to have that piece of it, which will be product focused. And then you're going to have the seminars, which are going to be in a classroom, which I like to call free bonus sessions. And that is, those are going to be designed to be 30 to 40 minute talks with 5 to 15 minutes of questions at the end. Each speaker will have a desk in between. It's just a table with a couple of chairs in between the showroom and the classroom. And so you'll be able to, you know, do some follow-up with the speaker. So if when a speaker's not talking and you're not in the showroom, there is some repetition on purpose. Three of the talks in the morning are repeated again in the afternoon, so that our folks that are coming to see product in the morning can see somebody in the afternoon speak, and then our people that are coming in the afternoon to see product can see the speakers in the morning. So we do that on purpose. A little bit of redundancy there, but it also gives you the ability to have some more in-depth conversations with the speakers when they're not, you know, up on stage, so to speak. It's really a classroom situation, and it's completely open. Most of our speakers open up with questions, and they end with questions. And so there's those are the two overwhelming components to it. A little inside baseball. Phil Carlitz, our owner of BIA, has invited Chris Tahaney from Dream Fit, and also has invited my friend Justin Trumbo and Red from BedTech. And the reason for that is a lot of people are doing split heads, and then they need sheets for split heads. They need adjustable beds for split heads. They need protectors for split heads. And so we have it all in one room. So it's 99% BIA. There is BedTech will be there, and Dream Fit will be there as well. So it's more than just a BIA open house, and it's more than just lectures and free bonus sessions. It's all that. And Jenny's making her homemade brownies. So you
okay. See, now we waited. Here we are, 19 minutes and 45 seconds into the show, and now you mention the brownies? Oh.
The brownies are pretty famous among my dealers, and for those of you
I've heard.
Who have not experienced them, you're in for a treat. The other treat that we have, Chris, if you could pull it up, the axe throwing. And so we're going to help you axe low profits. We're going to help you axe low sales. We're going to help you axe feeling all alone in this industry with no one else to help you. What I want to have happen with this, these free bonus sessions, I want us to create a community where we stay in touch, where we share each other's challenges and share our successes. I guess I'll fly in for the brownies. Absolutely.
Everybody's going to get the sugar rush from the brownies, and then they're going to grab axes. I mean, this is the, so let's not get it.
Our last speaker on Wednesday is our dear friend, Randy Thompson, and he's going to be talking about selling adjustable beds. Then at 5:30, we're driving 6 minutes, and we're going to be throwing axes. And we are saying, we're going to have some fun together for an hour and a half, and we're bringing food in. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be a memorable experience. If you've never been axe throwing, this will only be my second time. It is an absolute blast, and I did not want to do it. I learned about this through my good friend and my boss, Chris Tahaney at DreamFit. And we went out with a dealer and we threw axes, and it was an absolute blast. How this all came about is I was at a mastermind on Thursday, and they said, so what's the theme of your Mattress Success Summit? I said, the Mattress Success. They said, no, it needs a theme. And Donna Gretsch, who is a world-class marketer, I cannot believe she's in this mastermind. She just jumps up out of her seat and she goes, where did you say this was? I said, Columbus. She goes, there's a lot of things to do in Columbus. What are their challenges? The challenges that my dealers have, Donna, are the door is not swinging nearly as much, low traffic, and employees are tough to manage. It's not easy right now in the mattress industry. She said, good. You're going to throw axes and you're going to get some of that aggression out, and we're going to axe low sales. We're going to axe low profit. We're going to help them be better retailers. That's what you've been talking about for the last half hour. And I said, you're right. And I started to internally fight it, which is whenever somebody gets a new idea, that's what we do as human beings. We fight it. And then I didn't know I had coffee cups. That's unbelievable. And then I bounced it off of Jeff, and I said, Jeff, this is crazy. We're just a couple days out. Like, what do you think about the axe throwing? And he walked through it with me and he said, let's do it. And that's what we're doing. So axe throwing, fun, product, free bonus sessions, lots of networking, making new friends, and not being all alone in this industry when it's challenging. So it's going to be a blast. Hungry to Learn in Michigan, and I can't wait to see you on Wednesday.
You had Tim McDonald at Brownies. So there,
Tim McDonald, I guess I'll fly in for the Brownies. LOL.
Good stuff. All right, next question. This is from Manuel. Manuel asks, I'm not in the states you cover. Regarding the Mattress Success Summit, two questions. Can I come, and how much does it cost to attend?
This will be a quick one. Manuel, yes, you can come. Just call me, which you already did. And how much does it cost? It's free. This is part of us as a company giving back to the industry, and part of me giving back to the industry, an industry that's been very, very good to me. So baseball been very, very good to me. Mattresses have been very, very good to me. What's the next question, Chris?
What was that? That was from a television. Live. Oh, okay. That's right. Okay. Excellent. All right. This is from Needing to Up My Game in Pennsylvania. Needing to Up My Game asks, I need to elevate my game and separate myself from my competition. I need two-sided latex and split heads. How many of each of those mattresses will you have at the Mattress Success Summit?
That's a good question. Thank you, Needing to Up My Game in Pennsylvania. In terms of two-sided, Eleven off the top of my head for the two-sided. Latex, 100% latex, there's four. And in split heads, one of the all latex is shown in a split head. They're all available in split head. Then we have our split head white ice and black ice series. And there's nine beds. Times two. So there's a total of 18 SKUs. So at the show, itself, there is going to be five actual split heads, but beds that we can show you that have split heads. For instance, we're going to be able to do split heads in the curve. They won't be shown in split heads, but they are available in split heads. So the total combination of beds in split heads is between 40 and 45. So it is huge. And more importantly, the adjustable beds that you need to put with split heads will be there from BedTech. The sheets and the protectors and the pillows that you need to go with split heads will be there from DreamFit. So everything that you need to get in the split head game is there. I will also add this, needing to up my game in Pennsylvania. There will be 2-inch and 3-inch latex toppers and also split head toppers available. So everything that you need to elevate your game, we've got it at this open house. So, at the Mattress Success Summit. So I hope you're coming. You're probably already on the schedule and I don't even know it, but, I will look forward to seeing you.
Here's a great question from Tim, Pete. Any chance of zooming in for our next West Coasters? I'll promise I'll be on time. So is this something that you feel like at some point you're going to do sort of a hybrid virtual experience, especially for the speakers? I would assume that you would have people that, even though, you know, maybe you could walk around with a camera and maybe show the, you know, what you have on display, but there's a lot of great speakers at this thing. Have you considered having someone set it up so that this could be, you know, like a Zoom, some sort of virtual experience for those that just can't make it out and be there physically?
Tim, that is a great question. I think the best we're going to be able to do is hit some highlights, but I'm going to mull that over and try to figure out how we can do that. I know Jenny's going to be there for most of the day on Wednesday. And she's there primarily just to keep my head from exploding because we have so much going on and I have a sneaking suspicion. We already have. So just an FYI, everybody, our schedule's booked up. It's completely booked up. And if it wasn't for Enzo Mastriani, my teammate and dear friend from Michigan coming in, and Steve Carnes, the director of sales for the entire country, being there, and Phil Carlitz, our co-owner of BIA, for being there. Some of you that are going to come last minute would be SOL, but come on, come. We've got people there to help you. I'll only be able to say hi to you because I am completely booked up. I'm not going to be able to walk anybody through that doesn't already have an appointment. But thank you very much for that question. That's great, great question.
And well, this is a bit of a side note. So for those that are speaking, and there are some killer speakers that are not just not just great speakers in sort of legendary in terms of the mattress industry. When you talk about Randy and Bob Munkel and Scott Vaughn, these are people that are just fantastic, but they're also great speakers in general, right? So right. I would assume that maybe, you know, you got a phone in your pocket. It's a, you know, up to 4K camera, you know, grab a tripod, somebody, and put it out on a table and at least get some excerpts from this event, because these are some fantastic speakers. Krista Henny, you know, a lot of these folks have been, in fact, every single one of these folks have been on the Pete Primo show, right?
Yeah.
So I've had the great experience of being, you know, sort of behind the scenes and seeing and hearing these guys speak. And so this is something that, you know, hopefully we'll get some excerpts, but it's nothing like being there and that physical, energy of being in the room with everybody. So Pete, how big is this? Like you set all of these mattresses that are going to be on display. Like how big is this room?
Yeah. So the room where the mattresses are set up is 4,800 square feet.
Okay.
So almost 5,000 square feet.
Yep.
60 by 80. It's big. And the classrooms are good size too. And there's a secondary classroom that we can open up and we'll have chairs in that as. Yeah. Yep. I got it, Tim. Thank you. Diana B. Balsley asks, we would love to hear the speakers. Wish we could be there, Jack. And I, Diana Balsley, are hoping for a huge success. The Mattress Sales Store. Thank you. As long as everybody shows up, it is going to be a huge success. So thank you very much, Diana. Appreciate you. All right. I know we got a couple more questions at least.
We do. This is traveling from...
I'm speed dialing. Just get them in.
Yeah, exactly. We never get to all of the questions, folks, that are sent in. But if you are watching live, you take precedent. So these questions come in live, we will pop them on the screen and you jump to the front of the line. And those that are sending in, and if you do have a question you're watching on replay, either regarding Mattress Success Summit or anything regarding the industry or what Pete covers week to week on the show, just send an email to PetePrimo@Ameritech.net and put in the subject line, Ask Pete. And when you do that, Pete will be able to grab those questions and we answer them periodically when we do Ask Pete's. And we've been doing a number of Ask Pete's lately because they've been successful. So here we go. Traveling from Kentucky asks, Pete, I'm very curious about the Mattress Success Summit. I haven't committed yet, so I'm thinking I'm too late. I saw you're requesting appointments. Can I still come? Traveling in Kentucky.
Yes, traveling from Kentucky, you can come. You don't have to have an appointment. I would love for you to call me at 419-560-3169 and set up an appointment. But if your schedule is just crazy and you can't, just get here. The only thing that I would tell you is if it's going to be late on Thursday, you really need to call me ahead of time because usually we break down early, almost always with these Mattress Success Summits. They're super busy on Wednesday and they're busy usually on Thursday mornings and then they kind of die down. And there have been times at these Mattress Success Summits where we've had 8 to 10 customers in a showroom at one time. Mm-hmm. And we plan it to never have that happen. But it does happen because somebody walks through the line, but they want to spend another hour or two, you know, digesting everything that they're, and so they stay. And then we're bringing somebody else and then somebody's late and then somebody's early. And before you know it, you've just got people all over the place. And it's great fun. To me, that is the absolute best. When we're super jammed and super busy, but by all means, thinking about it in Kentucky, come on in. You're going to have a blast. If the brownies aren't enough and, great speakers isn't enough and great products not enough, we've got some surprises for you. Justin Trumbo, the owner of BedTech, is going to be there. And, Chris Tahaney from DreamFit, they're going to be there. So you're going to be able to see great product from other vendors as well as BIA. So, and that is all because Phil Carlitz, our owner, is a very open-minded guy and he wants to do the right thing for our customers. And I think it's great, especially with all the excitement about split heads. The first question is, all right, well, I need an adjustable bed to put this on and I need sheets that work and I need protectors that work. Well, we have all that covered. It's all going to be at the Mattress Success Summit. So come on down.
All right. So last question, if you can believe it, for the most that are sent in. So if you're watching live, we still got time for your questions. But this is the last question that was sent in that we have Actually, we have two more. Sorry. This is the last one. Sorry. Okay, here it is.
That's good.
This is Going For It in Indiana. Going For It in Indiana says, Pete, I keep seeing from you and other industry experts that I should be carrying split heads. I do not have sheets, protectors, or adjustable bed bases that work with split heads. I am coming to the Mattress Success Summit primarily for split head mattresses. Can you give me any leads for those accessory items from Going For It in Indiana?
Going For It in Indiana, I already answered your question. Bed tech bases, we have specific ones that are made in actual split head designs. And then with our app, we can take any of our bases and make them behave like split heads. So we've got you covered with the bases, and we have you covered with the sheets and with protectors, with Dream Fit. They will be there. Chris Tahaney will be there. The product will be there. You can actually test drive all the product, touch, feel the product. And, it's all there for you. Everything that you need to get into the split head business will be at the Mattress Success Summit. So I couldn't be happier with how this came together. And I talk so fast, and now it's like I've got like 22 minutes left. Chris.
Yes, Pete.
I lost you there for a second. That was a great question, though. Thank you for going for it in Indiana. So I am looking forward to seeing you in 2 days. So as soon as this is over, I am heading out. I'm going down to Columbus, starting the setup. All day tomorrow we'll be setting up, and then it's game day on Wednesday, and we are so looking forward to it. Anybody else out there got any questions? I got something from my mastermind I want to show you guys. Can you guys see that? Stop analyzing. And the rest, you can read yourself. I don't need to say it. Sell. Anybody out there with any questions?
Looks like we don't have any at this point.
Cool. Well, we're going to call it a day then, guys. Chris, thank you for another unbelievably well-run production, despite my trying not to.
Pete, I hope are you a right or left-handed when you throw an axe?
I am definitely a righty.
Okay.
And given the condition of my left shoulder, only righty anymore. So I know that they will encourage you if you're got some coordination in both hands to throw with both hands, but I will not be partaking in that. I will strictly be throwing right-handed. Maybe the double overhand. Yeah, maybe the double overhand.
So I would suggest that. That's the best way. In I've done this in my last birthday a year ago. We went to an axe throwing place, and that seemed to be the best way. And here's the other thing that I realized. For those that are attending the axe throwing here at Capitol Axe, is that it's not like a lot of people think, and especially like the guys who want to be all, you know, this is axe, you know, and I've eaten 14 brownies, I got to work it off or whatever. You know, it's not about the power. It's a finesse thing. And so you just have to get that, and I would like go off to the side and find a lane that nobody's on or something, and do some work out your, you know, it's kind of like bowling in that respect, right? You can get strikes without like throwing it 300 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So,
as a matter of fact, some of the best throws all night were the ladies.
Sure.
I mean, it's not just for guys. It's a blast.
Oh yeah.
It really is. And, so yeah.
Excellent. I need some footage of these guys throwing axes. I need footage of Giannakovo. I need footage of Steve. I need all these guys. Like, let's see who's got the, who wins the battle axe. Who's going to be like a brave heart at the end of this thing?
I think it's going to be Ray or Monica. It's not going to be any of us guys. I think the ladies are going to step up and kick.
All right, Monica. Let's do it, Monica.
So, well, my friend, thank you for another great show. And I can use this extra few minutes to get going because...
you got a busy week ahead.
It's been so busy. I mean, I will not see my bed till maybe, if I'm lucky, Thursday night. So it's all good. It's high class problems. We've got a lot of people that are super. There's my boy, Precious Pete. I know who that is. That's Scott Vaughn. Only one person in this world. This, like, if someone were to call me Peter, I'd get very nervous because the only person that called me Peter was my mother, and she passed many years ago, and that would really freak me out a little bit. But okay. Scott Vaughn, thank you, brother. I cannot wait to see you guys. Are you flying in or driving in, Scott? I know there's going to be a little lag time.
Yeah. And I noticed as well, Pete, that... Scott's speaking actually twice. There's some that are speaking once, and then there's some that are speaking twice. And I know we didn't cover this, but I mean, when you see the speaker schedule, you see it's 9 a.m. and first day goes, the last speaker starts at 4. So I'm assuming it's like a 9 to 5 thing. You did mention the axe throwing. So on Thursday, is it ending after Steve speaks, or does it go? Should someone expect 2 full days, or what are the times, I guess, on these days?
In the afternoon on Thursday, I highly recommend that you have an appointment. Fine if the weather is good. So, Scott Vaughn is the Renaissance man. He flies his own plane. He runs these Happy Z's stores, which are really sleep shops with a little bit of furniture in them. And he's just amazing. Ex-basketball coach, finally gave up basketball coaching, but now he's just coaching at the store, which is unbelievable. So just something that's very interesting. Scott at Happy Z's probably has, for sure, in the top 2 or 3 of all accounts I've ever been working with, definitely in the top 2 or 3, the best sales force. Mm. But they are by far the youngest. By far. I think their average age was 23. They hired an older guy. So maybe the average age is 25 or 26 now. But these kids, they are so good. They are so well trained. And a lot of it is because of Scott, and a lot of it is because of Bob Munkle. Scott and Bob are very close, and Bob has done a lot of training for Scott over the years. So I am so looking forward to seeing you, Scott, and I will get you some extra brownies to bring back to Wanda. And Superstar. Superstar is also known as Nicole, who is his sales manager, who runs the store. I call her Superstar because she is. And man, this thing, it's super exciting, and I'm so looking forward to this. So thanks, everybody, for your questions, and looking forward to everybody. I mean, I got to tell you, Manuel's coming in from Las Vegas, Nevada. Jerry LeCompte is coming in from Naples, Florida. It's just unbelievable. And, you know, Scott and Scott Bidwell, they're coming in from Paducah, Kentucky. So, I mean, it's just, it's incredible. I've never had people come this far away. Now, here's the rub, Scott. There will be, Scott, here's the rub, Chris. There are stores that are within an hour or 2 hours that won't even be there, who desperately need to be there, who like don't have two-sided, don't have good latex, don't have good advertising, don't have split heads, don't have good processes, could grow like bloom like a flower overnight if they just met these other store owners at our Mattress Success Summit and started to network with them. But they won't do it. And all I can do, my job is to provide opportunities. And it's everybody else's job to grab the opportunity and run with it when they see it. You see the same thing in your line of work, I'm sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can come up with any excuse you want, right? And it really just comes down to, you know, most people don't want to put in the effort, you know, to be successful. And I'm shocked. Maybe I shouldn't be shocked because you're Pete Primo, but like these are high level people that are giving to this industry to help. And you're not being charged for doing, I mean, it's just like, just get there.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, what's a flight to Ohio? Seriously. Yeah. I mean,
Columbus Airport's easy to get to, and we're 20 minutes away from the airport.
Listen, so. I'm a University of Michigan fan. I might even fly to Columbus.
All right. Come on in.
You need somebody there to document this thing.
I do. I do. Well, hey, if you can do it, come on over and
I'm actually speaking myself on Thursday, believe it or not. So
yeah, I bet. Where are you going?
It's a virtual event for StreamYard with Kim Garst, and it's what are we calling it? It's related to content. So
she was one of my very first LinkedIn connections.
Kim Garst was?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've really enjoyed watching her bloom over the years.
Yeah, she's a fantastic coach.
She is special. Sure. She is rarefied air, man.
Oh, now see this. Okay, so this is the maize and blue blood.
Here we go.
Is deep.
And we thought we were done, and Joshua strikes from ESC Mattress Center. Joshua says, being a Michigan fan was part of why I wouldn't go, LOL.
But you would go blue, right, Joshua?
Joshua, you know, nobody's perfect. You know, even Chris is a Michigan fan. So he, as great as he is, he's not perfect. He's
national champs. I'm sorry.
He's a former national champs.
No, still are. Still are. They're in the throat. They're in the sitting in the throat.
You're not going to be national champs.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, brother.
Hey.
There's only one.
They're going to play the games.
Things I know in this life. One is you will not be national champs next year.
I'm glad this is being recorded.
Yeah, there's no way that's happening, brother. You know that.
I don't know. Me and Joshua might feel differently.
Oh, Josh, he's putting it out. Well, you have a new fan and a new friend there, Chris.
Hey, listen, I've got lots of friends that bleed scarlet and gray too. So it's I like to keep that rivalry somewhat friendly, or at least. I mean, it is a rivalry, I like to keep it, it is a game too.
Yeah. So. Yep. All right, buddy, let's wrap it up and say goodbye. Thank you very much, Chris. I appreciate you.
And thank you, sir.
All you do. Anybody that is looking for a podcast producer, I do not even know if Chris Stone and Cast Ahead is looking for clients right now.
Sure.
But if you are even remotely thinking about doing a podcast, do not do it the stupid way, the way I did it years ago. And I spent 30 to 40 hours a week on it. I literally spend 1 hour a week on this. Chris and his fantastic team, they do the rest. And all I do is show up, talk for an hour, and I am done. So do it the smart way. Get a hold of Chris. Chris, how do people get a hold of you?
You can email me at chris@castahead.net. And castahead.net's the website, which is currently being redone, which hopefully my friend at Lead by Example Marketing, Mr. Matthew Rota, is working on my new website.
Nice. So, I can't wait to see how it looks. He's probably going to end up doing mine as well.
Excellent. Excellent. So, yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. It's been a great experience so far. And you can go there and certainly find how to get, but that's, you know, that's my card table in the internet that I set up 3 years ago. And I'm like, yeah, things have been, you know, thankfully, so busy that I haven't been able to do it myself. And I was like, I got to pay somebody to do this. I mean, I'm the guy that tells everybody you got to pay somebody to do your podcast. And here I am trying to do my own website. So I'm like, I'm going to pay somebody to do my website. And that's, you know, so far one of the smartest things I've done, but we'll see. It hasn't been, it hasn't gone live yet. So you're on task, Matthew Rota.
All right, Matthew, lead by example. If you need a website done, get a hold of that dude because he is great. All right, buddy. Thank you so much. Everybody, have a great week and sell a million.